On a day-to-day basis, Monday is basically, if we don't eat leftover from Sunday, if I did not cook on Sunday, then I will cook on Monday. Monday might be a roast, a ham, or whatever. That Sunday might have would have been. It depends on whether or not I'm hurting or not. Tuesday is basically generally a spaghetti day. Okay. You might be spaghetti and garlic bread. Okay, Kool-Aid. All right. Wednesday is basically hump day. So, yeah, Wednesday it might be hamburger helper. Okay. Thursdays it might be chicken and dumplings. And now the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays can always switch up. Okay, at any given time. It might be. I'm just giving you a general. Okay. Thursday, it might be a sandwich night where you have different kind of luncheon meat. You stack your sandwiches, potato chips, call it a day. Okay. Friday is always a hot dog night. Always. I don't care if there's chili in there. I keep chili, coleslaw. It's a hot dog night, okay? Hot dog and fries. I try to make it simple because Fridays is basically we're getting ready for game day or whatever. You know, we're getting ready for the weekend. And usually I'm ripping and running, picking up people from practice here, practice there. Hot dog. Hot dog. Okay, it's easy. And basically that Saturday, if we don't go out to eat, it'll probably be hot wings or chicken. Baked chicken, however. You know, it's probably chicken on a Saturday. But Fridays, hot dog.
Okay. Questions I'm going to ask you is about the neighborhood and people around here.
Okay.
So just answer honestly and all that stuff.
Okay.
And obviously there's no right or wrong. They're just opinions. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now this is about language. Do you hear people around here talk differently when they come from different neighborhoods and live in different areas? Like we're talking about just around the Atlanta area, though.
Yes, because nobody is from Atlanta now. You know, this is a melting pot. So you've got people coming from New Jersey, like my neighbor across the street from New Jersey. You've got the young lady that just moved in around the corner. You know, she's from Nigeria, okay? Then you have people that's, you know, been here all their lives, and yeah, they speak another language, okay, other than English. But, and this just being the black culture, you know, they're still, you know, trying to make Ebonics a language, okay? So, yeah, it's diversity here.
So you definitely think people who live in different neighborhoods sound alike, even from like Decatur to, you know, Southwest Atlanta?
If they came from Southwest Atlanta to live here, basically, yeah, they don't sound alike. I think, okay, like everybody from Decatur sound the same. Yeah.
Like how? When you say
okay, the same, they like, sound the same. I mean, because basically, and I have to go back to my high school age for that.
Yeah.
Okay, because being that I was coming from Columbia, we were the upper crust. We were the elite of the elite. Okay, everybody know if you went to Columbia, oh, you were snobbish, you were this, you were that. You know, professed to going to Gordon High School. Okay, because if you were going to Gordon, you were down with it, you were low-key, you were ghetto queen, you know, you were ghetto fabulous, you know. So it was totally different. And that's not even far from each other. You know, because Gordon High School is McNair Middle School now. So, you know, and you know where Columbia High School is. That's really not far. But, yes, it's a total difference.
Like, what type of, do you know, like, words or?
Basically, because I went to Gordon High. Gordon High, I could just go by the cheers because my sister being a cheerleader and me being on the, you know, prep team and